This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Hey up, lad.
Yo. How's it going?
Not too bad, mate. Oh, look, he's got the soft focus background jubby.
Sorry, I didn't even realise.
Nice. Yeah, I thought, well, we might as well have a quick chat and a hello or something. There's the old boxing later, which I'm supposed to be watching with my son. Boxing's weird, right? Because they're just a bunch of fucking dumb meatheads knocking seven bells out of each other. But I've just got this fatal fascination watching it. I quite like it. I don't know why.
You're a wannabe.
Oh, great. Yeah, could you see me in a boxing ring? Fucking hell. That's not the sort of ring. Well, I'd. Okay. Cue the jokes about being punched in the ring. Hey! Oh, look, he's got his posh microphone on.
Yeah, I don't know if it's. Right, so, it's so fucking annoying.
Oh, no.
So the last time, the microphone...
Talk to us about it. Talk to the listener.
The microphone wouldn't work because... why wouldn't it work? I couldn't hear you. Was that why it couldn't work? So, I bought an adapter. So I could... Oh, that's it. I tried to listen with these earbuds in.
Oh,
so you're speaking... I'm speaking to you through the Echo earbuds. I can't. So I thought I'll use the microphone.
Yeah.
And I got an adapter so I could plug in a normal headset into the bottom of my phone without taking into account that both sockets, both of them need a USB-C to plug into the bottom of my phone.
Oh, bugger.
So one's blocking the other. So I can't use that.
Ah,
right. So you're on my earbuds at the moment. And obviously there's no normal fucking. Oh, I'm gone. Oh, no. I thought there was a hole at the top, but it's not.
Oh, I missed.
So what I try. So this is recorded. How does this sound compared to like normal?
It sounds good. It sounds nice and clear, mate.
Does it sound like a microphone kind of thing?
Yeah.
As opposed to a phone signal.
Yeah. It sounds a lot better than a phone call.
Right. Okay, well, we'll go with the Echo's earbud, but what I want to try is recording using this microphone as a backup and then see how that comes out.
So
bear with me. What do we use? Was it that one? Right, I'm recording on something else. I'm not doing anything. That won't press record. Right, so Dolby on isn't fucking on.
Dolby?
So let's just Dolby on.
Okay.
Yeah, that might work. This might work. So I am recording, talk to you through the Echo. So we've got a bass level. We've got a recording.
Yeah.
But I have just started recording, and I can see you, and I can see it saying recording and the MP3 recorder. So why don't we see what happens? So
why
after
not?
This recording,
yeah.
Send you the MP3, and you can see which is better and which works.
Okay. We shall do that. God, there you go, listener. There's some highly interesting technical matters being discussed here. A peek behind the belief curtains. I said belief curtains. Filthy
animals.
Not filthy animals. I think this, oh God, what episode's this? Cause I've started to put out the ones that I can be bothered to edit and release due to reasons. I've got two of those out now, 415 and 414 and 415. So that means, by simple process of elimination, Oh, God, look in the wrong folder. Yeah, so I've got 5/16 and 5/17 to release. So this is 518. There you go, dear listener.
Wow.
Fucking maths. 518 episodes of this undiluted horse piss. We love it. Do you do boxing at all, Dom?
Not so much. I used to love a good watching a boxing, staying up till ridiculous o'clock and paying 30 quid for it. But not so much these days. I've no idea who the people are. All got a bit silly with the Conor McGregor and who's the Tyson Fury and all that nonsense. And I just thought, yeah, fuck it.
Silly buggers. Oh, fair enough. So whatever in it, mate.
I do know that. Well, exactly, yeah. I do know that Usky's is a good fighter. I have no idea who he's fighting, or even if Usky's his name.
I don't know. It's all sort of fucking foreign, isn't it? my pronunciation of non-English names is frankly embarrassing. I've been using...
But you're Frank, right? You said Frank and Frank's American, so you're okay at foreign names.
Foreign. I think I've got everything working. Can you hear... Oh! Didn't actually mean to play that twice.
What the heck was all that Harry Styles stuff about? Where did Baron...
Did you just hear someone speak about Harry Styles?
Yeah, and then Baron something.
Yeah, okay, cool. I just seen if YouTube worked. Apparently, the new the new Superman film... I almost said Batman then. The new Superman film is pretty good. So says my daughter Jet. I know the Henry Cavill Superman is dark and cool and, you know, more appealing to the more adult audience and stuff, because that's the way people like the superhero stuff these days. But it's not so in tune with what the original, Superman was, because Superman was kind of like this young sort of enthusiastic sort of, you know, happy character for the most part in the comics. So the new one now is more like the Reeves version, which is more like the original comics. But I've got used to like watching the superheroes be all dark and stuff. But I think I'll go and see it. I'm looking forward to the Fantastic Four film, actually, because I used to love those comics when I was a little boy back in the 1700s. I thought I'd get in there before you did, Mrs.
When Stanley was writing it fresh, you were there like, come on, Mr. Lee, can we have the next one, please?
I've got some original issue copies of the Micronauts over there. I might flog them, because I've got them all in as like hardback omnibus books.
Yeah.
Which were hugely expensive, but I'm a tit, so I bought them.
Oh yeah, we're all can be accused of that. I was never into all the American comics and American Marvel, DC type stuff, to be honest. So I never really got it. I knew some of them through the very, very few films we used to have before Marvel made the world explode. But is this new Superman part of the new Batman Penguin?
Absolutely no idea.
Because that could be good, because I saw Batman, the Twilight Batman, I saw that one.
That was all right, actually, although I still prefer Ben Affleck as out of all the Batman so far. I am biased, though, because I fancy the arse off Ben Affleck.
Of course.
But I do think he was the best Batman.
He's a Bob in Phantoms. And that's reference for you.
He was...
Yo, Affleck, you the bomb in Phantoms.
That's a Kevin Smith drawing. Isn't it about time Kevin Smith brought out another film?
Yeah, he's writing Clerks 4 as we speak, and I think Dogma 2 as well.
Dogma 2 I'd be interested in, but Clark. So yeah. I know it's Clerks, because that's the way the English pronounce it, but it's an American film, so I normally say Clarks.
Yeah, they're a shoemaker. No, it's still Clerks.
American? I can't remember. Clarks.
I don't know.
Clark's shoes, blimey, that's going back a bit. You'll be talking about Rumbelow's TV rentals yet. Radio rentals, which we then used as Cockney rhyming slang for. Don't talk to him. he's gone Radio Rentals. He's gone Chicken Oriental. He's got Chicken Oriental. Mental. Jesus. Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But so anyway, what I was saying before was the Twilight Batman, which I want to, it's not James Wood, but there's a James somebody who's the new puppet master for it. And then they did the Penguin TV series with Colin Farrell, which was really
that was
like that.
Brilliant, that was. They're doing a second series of that. Yeah.
They are, but there's a film in between, and I wasn't sure if this Superman is that film, or whether there's another Batman film in between. There's something in it.
Probably.
You mentioned Fantastic Four.
I did.
So it's yet another version of the Fantastic Four. So there's the version with Jessica Alba in, isn't there?
Yep.
And then there's a version with what's it called? Michael Chiklis as the stone rock guy.
Yep.
Beast or whatever they call him. Now this one, as it's been made in 2025, this one's obviously got Pedro Pascal in because he's in everything. I'm not sure. It looked very campy.
Did you watch the... it's not been officially released, but it's fairly widely available, if you know where to look. But there was a version released in 1994 by Roger Corman, who's a very famous B-movie filmmaker, and the special effects are quite awful. The only decent special effect in the whole film was about one scene when they showed the Human Torch flying, and they clearly spent their entire budget for the film on that scene. my friend Uncle Don Lode can probably send you a link to watch it. It's worth watching. Oh, no,
I'm more than au fait with watching Uncle Don's film.
All right, you got direct line.
I've got direct line, but in all honesty, I'm not going to, because I've seen one or two Roger Corman films and they're fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah, this one is as well, but it's quite worth watching just for the value.
Rich.
Kitsch.
They're sort of Ed Wood sort of standard of filmmaking, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but Chiklis was in the same one as Alba, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, was it? Right.
Yeah.
So there was another one. There was a third one.
Yeah, there's a third one with Michael B. Jordan, Miles Teller, Kate Mara, Jamie Bell. Yeah. The worst one of the lot. I didn't like that one. The Jessica Alba one, I thought was all right, actually. It kind of got slated a bit. But the buzz, if you're north of Watford, going about this new one is that it's actually pretty good. It's about time they did it well.
So, well, yeah. Who's in this one? So we've got Pedro Pascal. I don't know who else is in it.
I'll have a look in a minute. I'm just replying to my...
Luke. I'm assuming it's just a normal... It's like, it does seem to be one of these ones where it's like, okay, these four stars are current, so we'll get them in this film kind of thing. I'm surprised Timothy Chalamet is not in it. And, I don't know, Taylor Swift or something like that, or Ariana Grande.
Hang on, Ariana Grande?
Yeah, she's gone back to films. She did Wicked 1 and 2, and now she's doing some other film.
Oh, goodness.
Everyone's panicking that she's not going to be doing a music career.
Oh, no, I've got lost now. Oh, that's the point. Have I got them on me? I did the idiot tax earlier.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. So let's see if I want anything. We'll do it live on the show that's not going out live. Where's my fucking app? National Lottery. National Idiot's Tax. This is exciting, isn't it? This is going to be exclusive Patreon content.
I didn't think the app updated that quickly.
Well, we'll find out in a minute. Scan ticket. Scan ticket.
Checking results. Really old-fashioned one.
Check back soon for the winning numbers. Oh, okay, then. I will do.
Yeah. I have the app, so when I buy a lot of tickets, I do it on the app. Get that. You get the email. You have won a prize, sign in to find out what it is, and inevitably it's mostly always fucking Lucky Dip or £3 or something.
Oh, right.
Or a tenner or whatever it is.
God damn it. Damn it, Janet.
Yeah. It's only once. I signed in once, then it was like I won, I think it was 90 quid or 70 quid. So, because I don't know how many, it must have got four or something like that. And then I thought, could it actually be, would it flag up on your phone saying, sign in, you've won a prize, and you sign in, and it says balance £8,452,265
or something. That would be nice.
I don't know if it would do that. I'd assume if you've got your app, you've got your phone number, so they'll ring you up and say, hi, this is Dave from Leeds. That's where the lottery HQ is. Did you know you've won lottery? Aren't you lucky?
I would shit my pants if I ever got a phone call like that.
Me too. Unless it's the Nigerian lottery and they have to just send the bank details for it. Yeah. I probably wouldn't.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder if that Nigerian prince ever managed to get his money transferred over to anyone successfully here.
Nobody believes him. It's just so unfair. He's in a room full of cash and no one will help him.
Well, it's just racism, pure and simple.
Yeah. No, 100% agree. I'd help him. but I don't help anybody, just fuck him.
Yeah, well, you're a tight northern bastard, aren't you?
Help yourself. Help yourself, and then maybe I'll...
Oh, dear. I had a proper old man doze earlier because the in-laws came over, so we went to the local pub, which happens to have a particularly nice restaurant, sort of a gastro pub room tacked onto the side of it. And I had an absolutely lovely steak with a nice rare steak with some nice sauteed potatoes, a nice bit of asparagus, Rodney, and a peppercorn sauce, and 0% Guinness. That's living all right. That's living all right. Oh, God.
So what happened when you walk into your village pub, does everyone start on site, touch the forelock and say, "Oh, Mr. Davian's coming to the pub, sir. Hello, sir. How are you doing? I'm from Proper State."
Well, sometimes it takes a while to get in because if there's no one at the door laying their coat over the puddle, then I just have to stand there under the umbrella phoning for someone to, you know, escort me in correctly, as they should. Sure. And then I'm going to take... and they've got a throne in the corner, which I sit on. And, And then it's like, Chawala, you know.
Yeah, flunky.
You can't say throne anymore, sorry.
Flunky, 0% Guinness, please.
Yeah.
Why would you say please?
Yeah.
You wouldn't say please.
I had that. And like when you have a big meal and you eat a bit too much, about half hour after getting home, it's like, oh, I've never felt so alive. Snoring like a bastard.
Yeah. You do when you're 60.
I'm only 3 years away from that. Well, 3 years and a couple of weeks.
I'm still in my 40s, so I don't do that.
Oh, get to fuck. Just so unfair. If we were Liverpudlian, I'd be old enough to be your dad.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you could have been. Mum was just like...
Stop saying you can't say that. This is very disappointing. I'm doing a live review now on strangetimeshow.com. We'll Dominion do the intro in a minute. 0.0% Corona. If you're looking for a alcohol-free lager, I do not recommend this one. You can't beat a Peronia or a Heineken for your 0%. Although that 0% was it? Well, hello, McFly. It's not a lager. It's not a fucking lager, though, is it? You can't. Oh, look, what have you done to your elbow there?
I don't know. What?
Look, you've got big...
I cannot see because it's my fucking elbow.
Lick your elbow. Oh, there's a podcast title. Lick your elbow.
I don't know, what have I done?
It looks like you've got a scab on it. Yeah, you scabby bastard.
Scab.
Scab. Elbow licker. That's what they put.
Tricky light. Obviously, oh, fucking hell, you're trying to be a window licker by Aphid Swim. That's a scary
thing. That's a tune and off.
Good tune, good video.
It's a very good video. In fact, window. Oh God, there goes my Google search history again. Can you not hear that?
I can.
Oh,
briefly. Go on, do it again.
Yeah, and then he went all dark with the, well, he did that, Come to Daddy tune, which scares the bejesus out of me still. Did you, I don't know if it was him, but he did the video make for that. I can't remember his name now. Bugger.
You say
Rubber Johnny.
You say Aphex Twin.
Yeah, but then there was a video called Rubber Johnny, and I don't know if that was Aphex when it sounded a little bit like it. But the video, Chris Cunningham, that's it. I'm pretty sure it's Chris Cunningham. Rubber Johnny video. Poor search history.
We're not really getting anywhere, are we, at the moment?
I'll send this link over to you.
Yeah.
Are you seeing something? Is there something you see over there? What do you see there, Johnny? And then you'll be calm.
It's very weird. It does sound like Aphex Twin, but... Oh, yeah, it is Aphex Twin with Chris Cunningham.
And fuck's sake, look at that brat.
Yeah, it's very odd, that. I do recommend you watch that after a couple of pints of bodies.
I will do. Without the bodies, I'll have a view of it. Very, it's like dubstep before dubstep, like
yes,
20 years before dubstep, wasn't it?
What was the other one I was going to play? Matt Mustard. Yeah, now there's something that I played at the end of my The Bit of Sound Experience live on Noisebox Radio, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. UK time. There's a track I played from by this group called Matt Moss, and they brought out an album called A Chance to Cut is a Chance to Cure. And the entire album, with the exception of a nose flute, the entire album's music was made up of sound effects gathered from real live operations and rhinoplasties and stuff. It's weird. Oh. Yeah, very odd. And I played that for the last 10 minutes of the show because I'm so crazy.
You're wacky, you are.
Oh,
it was very,
mate.
It was unnecessarily moist sounding, that tune.
Well, that's surgery, isn't it? You don't get dry surgery very often, unless it's like one of your dead prostitute corpses that you've freeze-dried. You dry them with nitrogen, don't you?
Yeah, because they can't bleed if there's no pulse, so it's probably the best, easiest way over, I'll be honest.
Oh, dear. Right.
What I did, I use an oxygen from all the crisp packets, so they'll never catch me, because I go and buy like 8,000 packets of Walkers and use an oxygen from them.
Jesus. What are you like?
Sorry, yeah.
That sounds like...
Three steps ahead, that's what I'm like.
Oh, don't do that, you mug. You'll get nicked. 8,000 packets from the same shop. That's a bit like that scene from Four Lions, where that guy buys 18 bottles of bleach from the same place.
I covered my face.
I covered... Why is she covering her face? She's got a beard. Rubber Dinghy Rapids. That's such a good film.
Rubber Dinghy Rapids.
It's... Probably. The film Chris Morris did after that FBI film, I found a little bit, This Is the Day or The Day Will Come or something, I found quite disappointing, to be honest.
I wonder if I can find that. I never watched it.
Maybe I was in a bad...
What's called This Is the Day That Will Come?
No, The Day Will Come, I think. Um, Oh, look, I just searched for Chris Morris films. Chris Morris films. Thank you. Films. Oh, God. The Day Shall Come. There you go. 2017.
Very shocking. For some reason, I had in my head that he did a film called Submarine next, but that was Richard Eyre. What is directorial debut? I thought it was connected. The Day Shall Come. Merchant Davis, Anna Kendrick, Daniel Brooks. Okay. I will give this a watch. An impoverished leader of a small religious commune in Miami is offered cash to save his family from eviction. Hang on. We did this last week, didn't we? An impoverished leader in a small religious commune in Miami is offered cash to save his family from eviction. He has no idea his sponsor works for an FBI agent who plans to turn him into a criminal by fueling his madcap revolutionary dreams.
My word. You better take a sit down after that, mate.
I'll lie down, I've got an headache.
Oh dear. So what exciting things have you got planned? Because, dear listener, this is a bit of a revolutionary thing for us to do. Not only is Kat not here, which is a shame, but rest because he's not... rest in peace. Thoughts and prayers. Because we're not recording with him this evening due to him being dead, we are recording a whole 2 hours earlier at... it's now 8:30. And we started at 8, which means we've got about 20 minutes left before Teams kicks us out. There you go.
Strange daylight. There's people around. It's just unusual. We're normally recording at 12:30 in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's just reminded me of something that people. You said people, didn't you?
People are weird.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Here we go.
What? People. Oh, no.
Yes, people. Or did he say peephole? You don't see many children in glory holes, though, do you? Thank goodness, which you shouldn't.
Not enough. No, not enough. You're right. What? I'm on your side.
What? Fuck.
What happened?
Hang on a minute. There's a sound effect for that.
Fucker right in the pussy.
No, not that one.
I was expecting a siren.
Yeah, we should have had the silent. Cylon. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you. Fucking hell. Kat, stop being dead. Get back on the show. What are you up to then? What are you up to? You've got to be doing something groovy. You're going out with Shell?
No, Shell's just have a... Shell's not feeling too great at the moment, so resting up. No, she's all right. She's all right.
Oh, okay.
But she's resting up, so we're having a quiet weekend. And then I'm back on work next week. Getting into rewrite period for September. August the 30th, 31st, whichever it is, Sunday is. So that's the target. So, yeah, I'm about to get very, very, very busy. Trying to schedule the busiest, second biggest, no, hang on, the biggest and most complicated depot outside of London. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh, goodness.
What else have we done? I've ordered a few books. It's like getting to me. I'm assuming they're a print company called Taschen Publishers. T-A-S-C-H-E-N. We have really...
T-A-S-C-H-E-N.
Yeah, the books that you can get on there, they're just really interesting. Quite a lot of them. There's a lot of art, a lot of architecture. One of my favourite books in the world is called 1,000 Chairs. And it's brilliant. It's literally... Now I can't think of a chair because I'm talking to you. Here's a Philip Stark chair in a picture, and then give you a part of history about it and stuff like that. And I found it fascinating. But I've got a few from there. One about Keith Haring, an artist who's one of the works I'm probably going to get tattooed on my arm because he's brilliant.
Oh, cool. Right. Yeah, I'm just looking at the Tashin website now. They've got lots of like Marvel stuff up here and things.
Yeah, absolutely loads. And there's a lot of expensive ones as well. But if you
bloody
around,
hell,
you can find
X-Men Library, exactly. 1963 to 66, 500 quid. Fucking hell.
But they also do realistically priced books as well. So I've got one about Bauhaus. Yeah,
Bela Lugosi's dead. Sorry, that's I thought you meant the group Bauhaus.
Oh, no.
She's in parties. Yeah. Group Bauhaus. They also did a very good part of my ongoing series of cover versions better than the original. Their version of David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust is far better than Bowie's. And I love Bowie.
Yeah, I think I've heard that. I think we've talked
Ziggy
about that.
Play guitar. Oh, look, Marvel Age of Comics, 25. Oh, no, I'm going to spank a load of money here, aren't I? They better not do Micronauts. Yeah. I'm going to type in Micronauts. Is it Micronauts?
You may be lucky.
No, they've not. How about ROM? That was a good set of Marvel. No, Rome.
Well, they may do it as part of, like, the Silver Age or the Golden Age or whatever.
Oh, right, got ya. Oh, goodness. Yeah, they do all sorts.
You do. The architecture books look really interesting, sort of some of them. And some of the art books, like the one, I want to say Edward Hopper. Yeah, Edward Hopper did Nighthawks. Really interesting book about him and his pictures. So, yeah, I highly recommend their website. And I got a pin-ups book from there as well. That was really interesting. Classic. But yeah, so I've ordered some of them anyway. They're coming tomorrow. I've been cleaning all my vinyl that I've been getting in the last few months. So I've got one of these, it's like a vinyl bath. You put your record in it and you turn it three times one way, three times the other way, and it cleans it with distilled water and cleaning agent. It's really good. Really, really works. So I've been doing all my records with that. I've been doing all the LPs and 12 inches. I'll move on to the 7 inches later because it's fucking hundreds.
Oh, bloody hell. Hang on a minute. I've just got to reply to Miss Sun. This will let me know if I've got to be a bloody cab driver. Hang on a minute. Bear with us, dear listener. I've just got...
So for the listeners... Baby and Son is called Tom. He likes to do his kicky and karate and stuff like that, and he can beat his dad at go-kart racing, and recently he's got into girls.
Literally. Oh,
maybe just one boy.
Yeah.
So it won't be long before Davian's turfed out of the house because there's a new alpha male kicking shit and taking names.
Kicking shit and taking names.
Yeah. With his floppy haircut. That's what you need to do. You need to punish him. Get him a fucking crew cut. It'll devastate him.
Oh, no. He's growing his hair out at the moment.
Yes, exactly.
Well, at least it's not that awful meet me at McDonald's hairstyle, which I don't know why they called it that. I don't know where that name came from, but maybe to make people talk about it. I swear that's why some of these stupid fucking politicians say deliberately outrageous things. It's just they can get themselves in the fucking press and be mentioned. It's like clickbait. It's like the equivalent of clickbait. And you would not believe what she looks like now. Oh, fuck's sake. It doesn't matter. She's a person, you know.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's how Farage got to where he got to. It's literally clickbait and sound bites.
Yeah, and funnily enough, that's what... my daughter and my boyfriend were talking about in the car because he was saying something. Oh, God, what was it he said? What did they report him as saying? He was saying, oh, yeah, that's right. He was calling semi-skinned milk woke and lefty. And I said, don't fall for it. He's only saying that sort of thing. Well, A, because he's a fucking tit, but also because he wants to be spoken about. Was it Oscar Wilde that said one thing's worse than being spoken about is not being spoken about?
Yeah. The worst thing about being famous, the worst thing about people talking, no, the one thing worse than people talking about you all the time is people not talking about you. I think it was Dorothy Harpy who said it. Because she was wearing gossip. Thank you, Arthur.
Sexist. How dare you?
But yeah. Get elected with no policies whatsoever, just on the back of sound bites, and then have to deliver. But you talk the talk. I mean, look at fucking Trump. What's Trump's latest thing? He's suing Rupert Murdoch and New York Journal.
He's suing Murdoch.
He's suing Murdoch, yeah. Because I think they've insinuated or they've published a story that says he wrote a birthday card to that guy who didn't hang himself, Epstein.
Oh, God.
With something, yeah. Something alluding to the fact, something like, I can't remember what it was supposed to be. But, I mean, this is a guy who, like, 15 years ago still got elected because he even though he's recorded, sound recorded, saying, oh, grab a right in a pussy or something like that. Grab a bad a pussy. And then still got elected. And then got elected again. You know what I mean? It doesn't fucking matter.
Nah. Fucking, God, it's got me thinking about news and the world again.
Have you, the only news article that you've probably seen is a million different memes of a male or a person holding another person at a concert?
Oh, fucking hell, that's hilarious. Apparently the company that he works, that the chap that the unfaithful cunt works for, they want to now sue for being exposed like it's like it's sort of only in America. Was it in America? I don't know, probably. Yeah. But they want to sue now because it was damaging. It's like, right, okay, we're not going to think about the humans here, the poor wife or husband of the other, or either way, the partners of those respective cheaters. But no, I'm going to sue. Fuck off. But that's what you can do, though, if you're that sort of, like, rich and entitled. Just say, fuck off, small man, I'm going to sue you. Right. Go on, then.
The thing with it all, right, is... the thing with it is... He's at a public concert. He's in a big box with all his employees.
That's no way to
all those,
be rude about her vagina.
All stuff. I'm sure she had a lovely vagina. It wasn't asymmetrical at all. All those people in the box were clearly other members of staff. It was a box. It wasn't a stand. And they all knew. So they're all aware that them two were having an affair, clearly.
Yeah.
Because when there's like... I've watched it without the sound on. It wasn't until today Michelle showed me. Chris Martin saying, there's a couple, you know, like going around, like, who have we got in the big monitor? And he's like, oh, have you not having an affair? Yeah, I didn't realise that. It was actually him speaking to it. I just thought it was like the kiss camera. Like the fucking...
Well, yeah, but
ice hockey or something.
As much as I'm not a fan of Chris Martin or Coldplay, for that matter, that's a fair enough thing to say, you know. And of course, cameraman's going to focus on people in a paid for like posh box who are misses.
Right.
Coldplay. Yeah. I think I liked them for about 5 minutes when they sort of came out. And then kind of like Snow Patrol. I listened to them for the. When they first came out, I thought, all right. A little while later, it's like, no, actually, no, it's like wallpaper. That said, there was a really early song of Coldplay's, I think it's called Shiver, and it sounds just like Jeff Buckley, which, of course, is fantastic, because Jeff Buckley was amazing. Oh, that's a point. I must get his album Grace on vinyl. Misses all like that. I got a great expense for our 26th wedding anniversary, a vinyl copy of Bowie's Black Star album, because it was very rare on vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
I got 26 years married, eh? Fucking get less for murder, et cetera, et cetera. Take my wife. No, please, someone. ..
When you said about Coldplay, I quite liked, I like Clocks in Yellow and that sort of period.
And it was all yellow. Yeah.
They became popular to hate them, so everybody hated them. And then I just didn't listen to them at all. And I think Green Eyes, is that one of their songs? Green Eyes?
Baby's got like blue eyes.
That's New Order.
That's New Order.
Eyes. She's got blue eyes. She's got
Oh, you've got grey eyes. Oh, I love that song. Although I very rarely prefer re-recorded versions, but of course, New Order, they've got to be contrary about it. They re-recorded versions of Temptation and Confusion for the 1987 release of Substance. I prefer those to their original versions.
Interesting. Which is the version in Trainspotting?
Trainspotting is the new, bloody hell. Now, years ago, I would have remembered this like that. I used to know all the FAC numbers from Factory Records off the top of my head.
What's FAC 501?
Version of Temptation was in Trainspotting. I think it might be the 87 version. Yes, it was. Yeah. I was right. Thank fuck for that. I would have had to hand in my biggest New Order fan in the world credentials. Oh, that'd be a really
What's the last FAC number?
The last FAC number? Fuck knows, mate. When New Order left Factory Records, I kind of went off the boil with them a bit, to be honest. I've got a book.
We've both got the same book, which details I listened to a podcast called Humans of Excess Manchester. It's Clint Boone from the Sparrow Carpets interviewing random Manchester people or people connected to Manchester. And in one of them, he was saying he interviews a guy who's got the biggest collection of Factory Records stuff.
Oh, like, wow.
Worldwide. Yeah, it's incredible, his collection. And he's talking about it for everything and stuff like that. He wanted to get his whole collection to get a FAC number, but apparently, and this is the only reason why I know it, I think he said FAC 501 was the last one number issued by whoever it was after Tony Wilson had died, and it's the great, it was the coffin of somebody's dad who died connected to it all.
Typing FAC 501 and see, that's right. The last FAC number chronologically was FAC 501, which Tony Wilson allocated to his own coffin. This number is not attributed to the gravestone unveiled in 2010. Okay, but there were higher FAC numbers, but yeah. Well, there was one higher number.
Oh, were they?
510, but there's no information on that. It's got FAC 500. That link I just sent you has got them all.
Yeah. I've looked.
And 500.
You said after 501, you were never going to issue any more.
Yeah. This is a really good periodic table of Factory Records. Oh, God, this has turned into a geek cast. Now, if I remember correctly, 93 should be Confusion. Yeah, 93. Let's click. Yeah, Confusion. Yeah. And, oh, God, and their cover is Peter Saville. Oh, fucking genius.
Yeah.
It got a bit lazy when they left Factory Records, but... And now, sadly, New Order are reduced to Diet Pet Shop Boys. Just not the same with that, Ookie. Yeah, really isn't.
I agree. No, I was going to say, it's definitely not the same. I've seen Hookie live and I've seen New Order live.
He's great,
without Hookie.
Yeah.
I would have wished that we could have seen them in their peak together. If they all got together again and did an Oasis, I don't know if I would see them.
I've seen them loads of times. I think the two best times I've seen them was 1985 at the Slough Fulcrum Centre. Horrible place, Slough. And Barney made some very funny comments about Slough being lovely. He was being sarcastic, of course. He was off his face. And then the next year, it was either 86 or 87. I think it was 86 when they played the Brotherhood album at Royal Albert Hall. And that was when, I don't know if you've seen that picture that I shared on the social medias. I was there with my girlfriend at the time. And we were hanging out by the stage door entrance just to see if we could catch a glimpse of him. And nothing for ages. And then I heard this car screeching, like racing around the streets sound in the distance. I went, someone's being a dick. And then suddenly this Audi, give you a bit of a hint there. The Saudi came screaming into the car park, did a handbrake turn, and out stepped Gillian, Barney, and Stephen. The driver was, of course, Mr. Peter Hook. Okay. And so I jogged over there and said, "Oh, O'Keefe, I know you're not a massive fan of autographs, but would you mind?" And he was clearly baked. I said, "Yeah, yeah, all right." And then he signed it, and then he offered me a chewing gum, to which I said no. And I offered him a chocolate biscuit, and he said yes.
Of course. Weird.
Yeah, well, yeah, and yeah. I've got his autograph somewhere. Where is it? Yeah, it, yeah, it just says, "Ookie was here." Bless him.
I've got his... he did auctions charity. He did two of them, and I bought the programmes that were hand-signed. Like 30 quid each room.
Yeah, he seems to be sort of like easing into his later ages as a bit more of a gentleman now, because obviously he, well, all of them, if you read or listen to Hookie's autobiography or Stephen Morris's, they're pretty much from 81 to 96. They're absolutely off their mash.
Yeah.
Which explains quite a lot. And and I thought it was just Hookie being a bit bitter at first, but then when Stephen Morris was kind of alluding to it in his book, I thought, oh, yeah, and it kind of makes sense now thinking about it. But apparently Barney was, like, turning into a proper diva and kind of started, well, he started to kind of take over most of the processes when they were doing technique, because, like, Brotherhood was about the last thing that they all properly collabed on. But
I read it. I can't remember which one it was, but one of them said they do all the recording and Barney would go back to the studio afterwards and start fucking about with himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Changing it how he wanted it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't a massive fan of electronic. Mind you, I wasn't a massive fan of Hookie's solo stuff, really. Revenge was all right. Monaco had a couple of good-ish songs. But, you know, it's when they all get together. That's when the magic happens. It's like Chameleons, some of their splinter projects were all right, but you know, for old grumpy bastards like us, it's never the same as when the original gang's back together.
What about Freebase? Do you ever like Freebase?
I got the album and a single that they did with who was the singer of a group called Haven at the time. That was good. Not Too Late to Love, I think it was. Yeah, it's good that.
He's just released whatever the Monaco album is, just re-released a special edition of it, so I'm assuming that'll probably go redoing.
I probably won't get it. I mean, I've got the original CD, but the only things I religiously collect are New Order things. I've got me. You can't see this, dear listener, but I've got all my New Order box sets, the definitive versions. Movement, Power, Corruption and Lies, Low Life and Brotherhood. I don't know if they'll be doing any non-factory ones, but the four important albums anyway.
Yeah.
They were great for B-sides as well, because a lot of groups in the 80s, like they just stick an instrumental on the B-side or have some track that they thought was too shit for the album. But New Order had some great B-sides. Lonesome Tonight, B-side to Thieves Like Us, that was brilliant. Procession, that was great. Although that was also released as a single by its own right. 1963, possibly the last decent song New Order ever did. Oh, Hornet's Nest third. No, that's a hill I'm going to die on. They didn't release anything decent after 1963, The song,
yeah.
Because that was shortly after Regret, which up to that point was their last decent song. I think the last album of theirs I got is Music Complete. They had some good bits in, but without that low-slung chorused six-string bass, it's just not the real deal, is it?
Stephen's third book coming out yet?
Is he doing the third one?
It's a three-part, wasn't it?
Oh, right.
Wasn't it Playing Fast Rewind or something? Or I can't remember what it was, but I assumed it was a third one by the name. Well, I'm pretty sure at the end of the second one, he only got to a certain year. Maybe.
Well, yeah, because he's got record, play, pause, and then fast forward. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought fast forward, at the end of fast forward, I've read it, I've got it somewhere. I'm sure it only gets to a certain point, like when Hookie's left or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it'd be great if he does another book. There's going to be a third book by Will Sargent from Echo and the Bunnymen. His first two books were autobiographies, really good. What one did I get recently? Shit, I got one recently and I've not listened to it yet. I do prefer to listen to autobiographies, dear listener. Budgie's one.
Budgie?
Yeah, Susie and the Banshees drummer.
Oh, right. I wouldn't know if she's a drummer in there, but... You like audiobooks, obviously, don't you?
Yes, yeah, I do.
And Echo the Body Member Scousers, were they?
Yes, yeah.
So you actually sit there and listen to a 12-hour audiobook by a fucking Scouser, and you're all right with that?
Actually, his voice isn't too bad, and I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit worried when I bought it. I thought, his voice is all right. It's almost southern-fied.
How can you do that?
They don't. Yeah. Just a quick heads up, sir. I'm going to have to vanish in about 5 minutes or so to go and collect my son from bus station.
Not a problem.
But
I assume we've only got about 2 minutes left on this call as well.
Oh yeah. We got 7 minutes 50 seconds.
There we go.
Yeah. So we will wrap up in a minute. But there you go, dear listener. This is kind of like a little. Bonus episode. Fucking hell! It's a bonus that we can get around to recording at all. Middle-aged life is busy and fraught with not enough free time. And no, then you get lots of free time when you're too old to fucking enjoy it. Maybe I should shed some moles and just make some money by any means possible. Certainly not going to do it working for a fruit-based company. Prostitution. Yeah, I'm a bit past my prime, sadly, my friend.
Very true. Yeah. Very, very true.
How fucking dare you?
I would like you to record... an episode, and put it out in stereo, but every other word is on the left or right.
I could do that.
Just one word.
It'd be long-winded, although, I know of an AI plugin that would do it, but I wouldn't use it on principle for anything creative. I'll let her do it by hand, because hand jobs are the best.
I believe so. Better than foot. I think that'd be interesting.
I just thought we haven't done the intro yet. Do you want to do the intro before we stop the show?
Yeah, sure. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to
StrangeTimeshow.com. Thank you.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.